Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. So everybody, please, feel free to get involved. Do something. This is about the higher, whatever. Okay? Let's all get it. Okay. I am co-host Talk Dude, and across from me is the one and only Organic OK.
Hello, this is comedian Organic OK. And, see, this is one of the things about this organic pimping, you know, because it's, you know, it's about embodying my soul, right? So, yes, you're going to see my show. It's, you know, people say this all the time, man, it's original. But something about this name, man, it speaks for itself. Man, comedian, Talk Dude.
Yes.
Now, let's give them a little inventory about your organicness.
Okay. Well, a lot of it has to do with the title. The title tells you. I like titles that give you an idea about what we're going to be doing, but they're grabbing, but they don't necessarily give away the whole, you know, to the point that you can pretty much get a good idea. What I'm getting at is I like a title that grabs you, but not one that tells you the whole outline that shows you can pretty much fill in the rest of the blanks, you know? You can think about a lot of examples, can't you? One title pretty much gave away what the whole thing was about. Why see it? Why hear about it? Why watch it? Now, organic pimping. Everybody's trying to live organically nowadays, aren't they? Aren't they?
Yeah.
But through the ingredients, it's organically pimping. To embody my soul. Now, through the ingredients, through the necessary elements of all this, you're going to feel your soul come alive, believe me.
You need to take a break. You got a Charlie horse in your pimping, or you're just going to get a Charlie horse in your pimping?
What do you mean to me personally?
Hey, you're talking like these people don't get it. You're talking slow. Not slow for what you're saying, but you're not, you know what I mean? It's almost like you're trying to harass the people. You know why school was so fun for those that had the opportunity to have a great teacher? Because the teacher understood how the people learn. You can't always be in a room like it's kind of molester, and then people be comfortable. They don't be comfortable from a molester that's talking to them in a very odd way. You're talking to them not fluent. You're talking to them unfluent because your conversation don't sound like you're running with it. You know what I mean? I ain't talking about talk like you black. You know what I mean? But I'm saying you're not talking like the way you talk, and it's kind of like, come on, man. It's not organic, it's constipation.
You think I'm constipated?
Yeah, conversation, say I'm constipated.
All right.
Now, with that boring conversation, man, you got to put that on timeout, man.
Absolutely.
Dude, talk dude. Don't come here with that. It's not dude talk show. And don't make it that kind of body language of your energy. It's kind of throwing off the show with the way you're talking about it.
I'm not constipated. I want the show to be constipated.
Okay,
it would be nice, really, if somebody would basically join this whole conference. We can show you how
this show can help you. Stop it, sir. Don't call the show one more week and talk about that. People don't call in. That's fine. Don't make this about how you think in a contaminated way. If people don't call, they don't call. And where you go, you try to make this an oppression. I don't want that kind of energy on the show. Think you're not giving the person energy, you are. It's like going to somebody's house, they always mistreat you. You don't want to go to their house no more. And what you're doing is you make me feel like I'm a guest. I'm not a guest.
I never said you were a guest.
But your energy is negative. It's not positive, bro. I don't want that depressing energy on my show. You don't come with your best game. You see me coming on the show with Nacho, which is a very lazy game. Come on, man. And I want that lazy stuff.
All right. Okay. Let's talk about, look, organic pimping. Everybody's trying to live organically nowadays. We're all trying to see back to nature. It's the best thing for us. Or what?
Organic, the organic approach to what you're doing. Okay. It sounds very old school where you're not looking at. Listen to this. if a person was behind in the thought of getting information, if they just come into the room after everybody talking about what they're talking about, that's going to happen. It's all going to sound like they're behind. All right?
Mm-hmm.
You take your time and talk about what you really want to talk about, and guess what happens?
What?
And we shape the conversation. When you don't come to the conversation like you're like an outsider, make everything awkward and uncomfortable for people, you know, that's what you get. You know, people say, well, that's a weirdo. Because everybody know a natural, and most people know, not say everybody, when people are uncomfortable, it's a natural instinct to feel uncomfortable. Now, it's things that people put on overdrive, they try to force it over the top. But they know they're uncomfortable because of the way they're going about it, the way they're dressing, the way they're talking to people, the way they're quiet, the way, you know, it's a basic concept. You can be in a room where everybody is talking Tourette's. A thousand people got Tourette's. They all could be uncomfortable with you. Is that because of Tourette's or what is it really about? See my point?
Indeed, but, okay.
You come in this room like you're the only person that ever had any opposition. You're not coming motivated. No one wants no a negative energy person around. I'm telling you, I'm not for a spirit.
I don't want to be no negative energy person. But the thing is, I think I'm the only person who has this many defects.
You got tunnel vision to what you're doing, and that's kind of like, you know, it's like almost like a danger sign to defeat the actual results. You're defeating the results with negativity. Come on here, positivity, man.
Positive. But this isn't about positive. Okay, you let me finish talking. What I was trying to say was that all these are ways that one can sort of circumvent. These are ways that one can basically naturally, through basic human roots, make their life better, feeding that human soul. That's what all this is about. That's really.
Please tell me, you don't sound too sure of yourself, sir.
Sound like what?
You don't sound too sure of yourself.
Well, I was, but then you started cutting me basically down for talking. I'm trying to talk about how this show
sir,
is going to change.
Sir. If a person is caught up in their own illusion, not reality, it's always going to be a misinterpretation of what that meant. No, do you know how a habitual liar is?
Yes.
You're talking like a habitual liar. You believe in your lie, and that's the problem. It's not reality. Unless you understand reality, don't mean it's right all the time. Reality don't mean it's right all the time. So when people rewrite the books, they're going to opposition and seeing people that are supposed to be right all the time, and they're changing the narrative of what people have been conditioned to know. Right? That's what I'm saying to you. I don't know if you understand, regardless who's on the show, you got to understand the condition of what people are talking about, not always being the victim. You understand, if you're not the victim, then you understand how people are appreciating you and how they're trying to uplift you, but you can't always say that somebody got to modify their understanding of what you are to help you. You know, if everybody modified to help you in the way you're needing to be helped, then you may be hindering yourself because you're looking for people to undermine their true potential. That's like you want to come on the show and be almost like homeless, and you don't realize the things you're doing is contaminating other people's ability to be successful. Facts. It's not about if you're doing your best, then that's not what I'm saying, but you're not doing your best. You're doing something that's it's called you're complacent of what you're doing. And what I'm saying to you is, if you do this, you're going to have everything be disaster because you're getting complacent of not doing your best, and then the other part you start getting, I don't feel comfortable with this other part. I'm tired. And before you know it, your show is not even about you talking anymore. Your show is about you losing yourself. What is that going to help? You know, you can't move the show platform not even inside it. You got to understand, you got to know when you're wrong and where someone's helping you, compared to you just trying to take over something that you don't have complete understanding how to operate. You understand how to operate it, Why don't you just do that? You don't have to explain to me your rights. I was giving you action that people will get it. People will understand you from what they understand from you. But when you start modifying yourself, it's going to be to a point where you're not going to understand who you are. But you keep modifying your thoughts, modifying the discussion, how you deliver your story, how you're not connected and, you know, kind of like daydreaming off what you're saying. And you're like, well, I got it. But you know you really kind of like you don't got it. That's one of the things that I'm observing about your storytelling. When you really got it, it doesn't sound like you don't have it. And when you do that, you didn't have it. It's like you think this is not a program. Everybody, this is Comedian Organic, okay? And this is Talk Dude right here, co-host. And the thing is, what we're doing is this is an exercise. This is give people an example of how people can be in a life, right? So this is something that we've been working on for quite a bit of time, just trying to paint this kind of picture where you can see something in a different way. Because normally the show, if you're aware of it, normally the show, Talk Dude is the one talking. I normally just kind of sit back. And he leads up because, he's got very powerful messages. And what I'm telling him is, you know, when you get to the habit of, being distracted by something going on with you personally, the show can be, especially once, because this guy, he's becoming a character, in a way that is an image, So he's building his image, and you understand, you come in the room, and everywhere you go, you're just talking to people like, you sad, they're going to prey on that downfall, especially if you're successful. It's not like, see, a successful part, they'll be like, hey, man, you want to go smoke? You want to go do some lines? Like, people try to find out shit that's going to work for you that's really going to destroy you. You know what I mean? It's not, it's like, yeah, look at that. Like, it's people that have been the most strongest mental people on this planet that have been downfall for their substance abuse. And not only that, other people that have substance abuse that, supplying them and connecting with other people, other people have these addictions. There's a lot of components there, right? I know it's not all that because it's telling people in people's life that it's downfall anyway, right? So that's the thing. Like you recognizing as you're trying to motivate your pimping, you come in here with this destruction pimping that sounds like cross-contamination.
You mean me personally?
I mean, we're on a show, for one. If I have to narrate what I mean, in the capacity that I'm driving this vehicle, I say I'm taking it somewhere to enjoy the actual greatness inside of the pimping, to be detoxed from all the chemical, unbalance that we have in society, because sometimes people see disasters from other people's experiences and they start molding that into their life. And we don't have a space where pimping can truly be pimping without being destroyed and being undermined, right? We don't have a pimping space, When I talk about this organic pimping, people are very, judgmental because they are familiar with pimping is not like this. And I don't have to waste my time on suffocating my greatness of pimping to be undermined. Because this other system allows the propaganda of how women and what women, it's like that is kind of like how the infrastructure of prison, it's like this is the black prison of what's going on in so many ways. The prison is, it's the system of how they build the actual, propaganda inside a vagina. And what people want to experience now is I'm getting into too many things on this show because it's a lot that we're going to talk about, and we're going to do audio albums about these things. And the audio album is going to be, things that people get to really dive in to show what this system is because, man, this is the thing they always talk about. It's about vagina and pimping being around since the beginning of the time is in the Bible and things like this. Am I telling them wrong? Is that right, dude?
No. No, you're not wrong.
Because he's still sleeping. He's like an old man that got to
the
break.
I'm not sleeping. It's 15 minutes after the hour here on the program, Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients and Embodies My Soul. Please call in. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. And look, I'm not asleep. I guess I'm a little bit afraid to trust myself now because I was getting people an idea about what I thought this show is about. But I believe it. And coming off and accuse me of trying to basically pour salt in the show.
You're doing it right now by chastising me on my own show. You're doing it right now on live air. You're chastising about my show. And if you're not doing it, you're doing it. That's exactly what I'm saying. You're not taking the wisdom I'm giving. You're trying to be like, you know, buck up against me, and you don't realize I'm not there, bro. You're at the rodeo. I'm just watching it. I'm not where you think I'm at. I'm just enjoying the show, and you're going through the motions. And you got to realize when someone gives you wisdom, you are trying to fight against the truth that I'm telling you, and you're not recognizing the solution I'm giving you. See, when you understand the solution I'm giving you, you're not wasting your energy on what you're not doing that's effectively working for you. All you want to do is, you know, be argumentative and not be wise. You mean a wise person ain't gonna argue with you, especially when they know you're right and you're helping them move in the direction. They gonna take the advice and then use it because they know it ain't easy. You know how hard it is for somebody to get good advice.
How hard?
It's hard enough to be cross-contaminating and people's lives have been destroyed by cross-contaminated pimping that everybody a part of. The cross-contaminated pimping is like a refugee. Anybody can be a part. They can sabotage the pimps that's not actually doing wrong, and anybody can hear that and take the story that they know and make everybody suffer because they have it's an open door. And then people tell you what pimping is, and pimping can be so many things. I don't know if you're aware of that. Pimping can be so many things.
Oh, I know that. I know that part.
But there's been a lot of people that look at it, look at the infrastructure, and figure out how to move it in the way they want to, right? So the pimping that people think is bad, it moves so many different places. It's like this pimping that has been set up, it's cross-contaminated. It's like it's like fecal waste in a porta potty. This is pimping. This is a fecal waste. It went from an outhouse to a porta potty that's stuck right in the middle of the living room. Everybody's standing right there and got to smell it as they're waiting for their food. This is what it is.
Ugh.
So, at the same time, the person is going to pass, move it out the way, and go and get your food. It's so even like, did you just wash your hands? It's bad to be smelling that. You're trying to get up to go outside and eat your food. But guess what? People look at you funny because you ain't used to the doo-doo. You ain't used to how I smell. You ain't used to the experience. They want you to be deep in the experience. Want you to be in there like colon. Right? And you see so many times in history where people tell you something that makes sense. But the person that's not even care about making sense and care about exploiting and pushing that agenda, and just figure out more clever ways to push the person that's telling the knowledge and the perspective in the opposite direction of success. So really what it is a cheese grater. So really the system, what they're doing is figure out other ways to be clever and get all of what they actually gave out back. So it's basically they put it back in place like the casino, like upper, you know, like a pyramid. Because there's no way for people to be doing much that they're doing for not to necessarily have what they need to have in the system. But how the system is set up for what's going on, the same people that played a part in it is the same people that's destructing all the peace once the peace is actually being established. It's like, imagine this. Imagine every time you see the grass been nurtured and taken care of. And every time it's getting pushed back. And you're like, wow, man, I just spent all this time taking care of this, managing this grass and everything, and it get pushed back. And we know why they push the grass back for it. And the devastation of pushing grass back, that's people's bodies being dropped in the dirt, in the actual. And that's what devastation is where people lose the true life. The true life for what the meaning of taking something great and making it greater. When you take something that's so important to people, it makes this devastation in the middle of people's yards. That's the experience. And you make all this, and one part people are enjoying this, and the other part people are miserable. And once people go through that part, they're miserable. They're going through a slavery process. Right? Now, organic pimping is something that, see, this is what I found out. I found out you can fuel somebody with the resources that they have to be more sharp in what they don't know and take the space of what you're doing and destroy it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can build a house, a mansion, whatever, right? But Could you put that mansion on fire? Can you forget to leave the stove on or something happen, depending on what's going on, let a candle burn? This is what happens.
What?
Everything burns. What I'm saying is all it takes is a little bit of something that's very hazardous to do a lot of damage, even if it's in a position. So what I'm saying to you is there's been a lot of people that think they're smart and try to undermine where pimping is going, how pimping is, because pimping have all kinds of directions and you know, places of how it actually mold in, right? But the thing is, once it's together, it's actually meant to do harm. It's not meant to actually do goodness. It's meant to do harm. And you see, the more harm it's doing, the more live it becomes. And people have been in this system of what pimping is on different kinds of setups. You got different types of people that are illustrating a different setup because truly, it's always going to be some way to figure out how to redefine pimping. It's always going to be some way. And how it's destroying people figure out ways to have a miserable mind, destroy people's happiness, and their mind is very subtle. It's very consistent in doing that. This is comedian organic old co-host
Talk Dude.
Hey, man,
I tell you what. Tell me how I personally, use me as an example, how can I basically use organic pimping through the ingredients to satisfy my own soul? Give the people at home who might hear this, God willing, at some point, as an example. Give me that.
See, what you realize is, this is how you're talking. There's somebody there that's trying to tie your shoes together and tell you to walk. And people think it's, people really know it. When somebody says funny, funny is almost like passing gas. People are always looking for opportunity to dysfunctionally destroy you. And the happiness that you get sometimes is through other people's opposition. People like seeing people struggle. It's like somebody talking to you positive and you see somebody get slapping back of the head and take their wallet. If they were supposed to be strong, then you could undermine all the things that they represent, especially if you was unstrong and unsuccessful. And people like figuring out things about you that they're better than you at to try to discredit you. And that's one of the components. There's a million people that can talk to you and say, oh, that guy, something wrong with that guy. But then if you're successful, they understand how you're successful because what they view as success, they cannot demonstrate what you are. But see, what makes it bad is if you use the strength to destroy them in a negative way, if you have the strength to help them, then you become stronger and wiser in what you're doing. And then that person don't have some of the hate towards you, have inspiration. Because you're not just, you know, using against them. You figure out, oh, man, I know you need help. And you help them, man. They love you. That's what fans is, man. Fans are sometimes your enemies that can't find the directions. Did you hear me?
Could you say that last part one more time? The last part.
Everybody, the viewers have heard what I said. And
listeners.
What I said is the haters couldn't find directions. Couldn't find directions to hate you. So they got stuck.
Now that's a wrap. That's a powerful line there.
Yeah. Once you understand the space of what people are, you'll find yourself finding you more than you find things that's on you. Make sense?
Yeah, it does.
See, the thing is what people like about you and what we say is a normal setting, and what I'm saying, people said, man, that's the most deranged and, you know, unmotivating speech that you ever give somebody. Because it sounds like destruction. It sounds like tearing somebody apart. But the thing is, they don't understand, your mind is so flexible that you're always doing this Tai Chi, and it never actually gets you the way that people think it gets you. You know, and it's like a full martial arts that you're doing, and people don't understand the way that they think that you're getting information is not the way that you're actually grabbing information in your mind, in your actual experience. That's what makes it very unique to be able to learn the way you learn. So if I tell you something to you that they're familiar with, you would never necessarily learn the way that they experience because you deal with so many personal oppositions that your mind actually say, we want to venture. We want to go out the way. You are hiding behind things that really help you in a way that you turn your back and making it harder because you're kicking the things in the ass that really help you and it's discouraged by you. So you're all these components of everything that's destroying you and helping you, and you're just sitting there in the lobby of everything looking, and you're sitting here just, in a sense, undermining all the things that are destroying you and then all the things that are helping you, you're sitting here taking it back to destroy you line. So it's the very most dysfunctional help and unhelp system that you could ever create under your own micro mind that's actually dissecting and in the laboratory is trying to figure out more ways to make this more dysfunctional and looking at people wondering why they can't override your opposition that you actually put in their name. It seems like they're in control, but really you're in control. Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's something. Something.
And guess what? He didn't say anything. You know why? Because you know he's taking you and giving you this control of helping him, but then he undermined your help, and then he makes you a prisoner to the help that you think you're helping, and now you're dysfunctional. And he throws you out the line and say, hey, you get in my way. He takes the same system that have been destroying him and take the system and destroy it. But you gotta realize if the system is available for him to be better and be free, he don't have to be locked into the hostage setup that he's providing himself to be not free. Dude.
Yes.
Don't fall asleep.
Not fall asleep.
Yes,
gave you free rein because basically it didn't seem like we're on the same page on this thing. I have to confess something right here, right now. It didn't seem like I had a good idea about what you were trying to do. That he wouldn't let me speak, whatever, so I just bolted. One thing I think everybody's going to listen to this at some point. Organic Pimpin', through the ingredients to embody my soul. The moment you hear the title, you get an idea what this show is about. Embrace that, truly. We're on the web as well. Check us out. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
You sound like an advertisement that I can't get off the actual lines. Like, can I put this on pause? But this is what I'm saying here. I'm saying to you is you're not looking at your greatness. Every day you're taking your greatness and you're throwing it in a trash can, and you wonder why your trash is always over full and you can't find a place where you can have peace because you are the most dangerous critic that you could ever have in your mind. When freedom is always looking for your attention and you just don't give it your time, you're distracted with all the things that are not helpful for you to be successful consistently over repetitionally successful. When you come to a space where people can see your mind is in the mental capacity of you being there, you always leaving your ideas in a very hostage position where they don't want to be free. All they want to do is just live. You know, and once you understand that in your mind, whatever I'm telling you, you won't take the energy of negativity, you take the energy of pimping, because that's what we do on an organic platform and not use it to hinder, but hinder the actual platform. Organically, this is organic.
And talk, dude, even though it doesn't matter because we're not on the air anymore.
Pimping. On top of that, our brain.
All right. Thank you. Whoever might hear this, thank you. And good night.